جزاك الله حضرت مولانا عقل صاحب, الله تعالى reward you, really inspiring and educating the ummah, and so important to understand the history of the sahaba ikram. As Allah ta'ala praises them, وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Sahaba ikram, when it came to the defense of Islam, they were very, very stern, very brave, and amongst them, they were so merciful, kind, and compassionate. So, mashallah, every day we are educating ourselves on the seerah of the Sahaba ikram, which is so important. Jazakallah Muftisab, well presented this morning. Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khairan, Masaleem Kareem. And our children, we will encourage you, inshallah, daily, that between 5:20, 5:40, you should try and contact us, 084-786-3132. And inshallah, Mufti Aku will ask you questions. So don't feel shy, 9 years old, younger than nine. Inshallah, you win a prize also. You answer correctly, 100 rand, courtesy of the Capital Group. So it's a win-win situation, inshallah. So you parents also, and you children also, play your part. Allah Ta'ala grant us all tawfiq.
Sir, what is the permissibility of children choosing their own name instead of parents choosing it for them in Islam?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In Islam, we must remember the following must occur. The baby is born today. Today is Wednesday. So then on the day Yawm al-Milad, the day the baby is born, Adhan in the right ear, Iqama in the left ear, and Tahniq. Tahniq will be that we give them dates and we insert in the mouth of the baby. So that is what we should be doing. Sayyidina Hassan Basri, Rahimahullah, the sage of the age, his Milad Mubarak, auspicious birth, took place in Madinah Munawwara. The Khalifa at that time was Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an chewed the date, inserted it in the mouth of Hassan and Rahimahullah, and made this dua, Allahumma faqihhu fi deen. Ya Allah, give him profound, deep understanding of Islam, wa habibhu ila nas, and make him beloved to humanity. At the age of 14, Sayyidina Hassan Basri and his family migrated from Madinah Munawwara there to Iraq, to Basra, and is buried there as well. So therefore, they, all these are sunnah. Then today is Wednesday, on the seventh day, that will be next week, Tuesday. So that's how you calculate the seventh day. So you name the baby. So it is the right of the father, mother, that they must choose the name. And Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, hadith in Abu Dawood, Mishkat Sharif, innakum تدعون يوم القيامة بأسمائكم وأسماء آبائكم فأحسنوا أسماءكم. O Muslims, remember and take cognizance of the fact, tomorrow on the day of justice you will be called by your name and your biological father's name. Hence you must choose good names for your children. So now when I ask my beloved parents, why Abdul Qadir, they said, Vaddo Pir Jo Nalo Ai, Hazrat Pirane Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. This is the name of the sage of the age, Hazrat Pirani Pir, the great Waliullah. So therefore, the parents must choose the name. All this business that the child, when he or she grows up, they choose the name, is all Western concept. The problem with the Ummah today is that they are indoctrinated and they are bombarded by the Western culture and doctrines. So therefore, the name is Bilal, but he or she thinks like Bali, and the lady, her name is Maryam, but she thinks like Mary. So there's no such thing in Islam. It is the right of the parents, but the parents must choose good names, and names that have a good meaning, not the names of actors and actresses and sports stars and these shaitans. So that is not permissible.
Sir, I noticed that Muslims wake up very early in the morning throughout the year. What is the physical benefit of this? Also, they sleep very early and sleep during the day. Can't Muslim wake up later so their minds are more refreshed at work?
My brother, I don't know if you went to school. I remember when in the 60s, the non-Muslim teachers, they would make tell us this. We were very, very young, 5, 6, 7. That time from 5 years old used to go to school, you know. So proper school I'm speaking about. So when you used to go to school that time, they should tell you there was no TV and all these shaitans and all these satanic activities. They would tell you early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy and wise. I still remember how they should tell us when we used to repeat it, you know. So what does Islam say? Islam says you must go early to bed after Isha prayer and don't get involved in futile activities. Go sleep 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock and so forth. Then wake up early. Allah give tawfiq, you read tahajjud prayer. I just discussed tahajjud before I went for salat. And that will be the voluntary prayer, the sunnat prayer, not compulsory. Then the fajr prayer, where we read nowadays, you must remember, say, yeah, by us, about 5:10, 5:15, 5:20, 5:30. They in Durban will be earlier, maybe 5 o'clock or so. So yeah, the point is this I'm making, that we must wake up early. Why? Mustafa Rasulullah hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha, that the ummah, remember, will have and experience a lot of barakah and blessing Almighty Allah will give them in the early part of the morning. You, my brother, sister, who posed the question, I don't think you have traveled to South America. Go to South America. I went to Uruguay, Paraguay, Brazil, Argentina, Chile, Colombia, all these countries, Bolivia. So if you go to Paraguay, Uruguay, especially Paraguay, our Muslims, 4 o'clock, they're already in their shops. And if it's Salat time, prayer time, they'll read there. They have what we call flea market. And mostly I found there Bangladeshis, people from Bangladesh, and they put up a very, very smart, beautiful masjid, mosque. I asked them, who's paid for this? Some government or you went outside? He said, nothing. We, the shopkeepers, the one who run the flea market, we have done this with our own money. I said, Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the barakah and the teaching of the Prophet Muhammad rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He, the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said that you must start your day very early. That's why myself, for years now, 40 years and more, that I'm busy with my reading and then all my emails and that whatever I can manage, so I do that in the morning. That is the time your mind is fresh and you will able to accomplish much more. You see, you, my brother, you are looking at things from the Western perspective. So now you have a big jaw and a big party. Every Saturday, Sunday, sleep with this woman, sleep with that woman. She will sleep with this boyfriend, that girlfriend, boyfriend, sometime with that girlfriend, lesbian. Then Monday you come, you say Blue Monday. You say you bubble ass. What they call that? You must say that, you must remember that the aftermath, you see, that is now we were totally wine, dine and swine and so forth. So Islam gave us a natural system. Why must we have a power nap? Your scientists, your doctors today are promoting power nap in the afternoon. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you ummah, you must have that rest, 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes, half an hour, qailula. Why? Because it will help you to wake up for tahajjud time and fajr time. So everything in Islam, that's a different issue. We with our puny little brains, we cannot fathom, comprehend it. But I'm telling you, everything of Islam has a worldly benefit and a religious benefit. And that is why we will always encourage people to wake up very early and they should take that power nap as well. My power nap is very long. I sleep minimum 1 hour in the afternoon because, you know, we wake up early and so forth with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala.
Mufti Saab, falling off to sleep while in salah for a few seconds, does this invalidate your salah and wudu?
Remember, if a person dozed off whilst in salat that Imam Sahib is reading, وَبِالْ أَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ, at suhoor time you must make istighfar. So this Mota decided to take a doze, just sleep like, while standing or whilst in ruku, in bowing down, or whilst in sujood. But he didn't tip over and fall over. So in that case there, the wudu is valid, the salat is valid. But if that person fell down, so then it means he went into a deep sleep, then remember he has to repeat the wudu, salat, everything to be on the safe side. So just have everything done and repeat it again.
Mufti sahab, you hot cross buns, halal and halal bakeries.
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala gives us golden maxims. What are the golden maxims and principles and teaching of Islam? Surah 5, Surah Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 2. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, that you must cooperate in piety and righteousness. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ, you must never cooperate in sin and transgression. Now look at it, a bun. So if a bun alone, no problem. But this is not an ordinary bun. This is hot cross buns. So now the cross is there. The cross, the crucifix, is a symbol of Christianity. Now take all these nusus, take all these texts, Quranic texts, prophetic texts, what Sahaba, the beloved companions of the Master alayhi salam said. You students, ulama, make note of it. It will help you in life. Surah chapter 5, verse 51. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la تَتَّخِذُ الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَى أَوْلِيَاءَ. O you who believe, a iman walo, 89 different places Allah has used this phrase. Do not take the Jews and the Christians to be your friends, your protectors. بَعَضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعَضُ, they are the friends and protectors of one another. See in Gaza, in Palestine, it's so manifest and clear what these haramis, murderers are doing, super terrorists they are. Now the warning for me and you as Muslims. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ, whosoever from you, you befriend them, you love their culture, tradition, celebrations, he becomes part and parcel of them. Tomorrow you might wake up with Tom, Dick and Mary because you love their hot cross buns, you love their Easter, you love their Christmas, you love their New Year and all these type of things got nothing to do with Islam. So Almighty Allah is warning us, how dare you do that? Never get involved in it. Here Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, authentic hadith in Abu Dawood and Musnad Ahmad, man tashabbaha biqawmin fawa minhum, whoever imitates a people is part and parcel of them. So you become part and parcel of the Christian culture. Allah forbid. Third one, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man kathara sawada qawmin fawa minhum, when you go buy hot cross buns, you sell hot cross buns and you got halal logo and what have you, you increasing the numbers of the enemies. So you became part of the enemy of Islam. The hadith authentic in Musnad Abi Awana, man kathara sawada qawmin fawa minhum. Next one, Quran I gave you, hadith I gave you, fatwa of Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu warda, he's a genius, radiallahu anhu warda. The fatwa of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu mentioned in Bayhaqi, اجتنبوا أعداء الله في عيدهم, stay far, far away from the enemies of Allah during their festivals and celebrations, their Christmas, their New Year, their Diwali, their Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the New Year of the Jutlas. So all these things, we got nothing to do with them and we can't promote it. You can't be selling Diwali things, Christmas things, New Year things and promoting Valentine and all these haram things here. So all this is to make us fools. January comes, New Year's Day. February comes, Valentine's Day. March, April comes, then it's Easter time. You see, they got it worked out. They're laughing all the way to the bank and they make us fools and idiots. You need to wake up, oh Muslims, and don't just follow the Pied Piper making us fools and idiots.
Mufti sahab, does eye drops break the fast?
100% it will not break the fast. Those of you who apply surma and tamani to your eyes, it's sunnah to apply it nighttime, but say you applied it daytime, or you have to use some eye drops or some ointment and so forth. So ijma and consensus, your fast is valid and it will not nullify the fast, so don't worry about it. Totally permissible.
Mufti Saab, what happens in a case where my zakat is due, but I don't have cash to pay my zakat? Can I pay it over a period of time?
It's not necessary you must pay zakat in cash, my brother. You can pay zakat in cash or in kind, provided that it is halal. Now zakat is compulsory upon you. We just take easy 1,000 rand. See in your clothing that you take some nice clothing which you're not really needing and you give it to the poor Muslim. You take, for example, you must remember your watches, or you take, for example, your cell phones, all these extra things, your shoes, your sandals. So whatever is extra, or you are running a shop, a business, your stock that you got, your blankets, your cement, and whatever else that are halal. So you give it to poor Muslims, no questions asked, and no conditions attached, so your zakat is valid. So zakat is not compulsory that it must be in cash. You can give it in cash or cash. You are a sister and now you don't have cash, but you got jewelry, you got rings, you got lockets, you got bracelets, you got 101 things. So give that away to the poor Muslim. So in that way you pay your zakat. To delay zakat, not permissible. You die, then what happens? وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَخَيْرًا لَهُمْ بَلْ هُوَ شَرُّ لَهُمْ. The people who delay and are bakhil and miserly and stingy, they think that this wealth Allah gave them is better for them. Nay, but they're not paying the dues on the wealth. Bal huwa sharrul lahum. Nay, it is something very, very bad for them. Horrible, terrible. Tomorrow on the day of justice, the Quran says, so yutawwaquna ma bakhilu bihi yawm al-qiyamah, that very wealth will take the shape and the form of a snake and a serpent, and it will sting that person and say, ana kanzuk, ana maluk, ana kanzuk, ana maluk. Go open Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. I am your treasure, I am your wealth, and will take the form of that serpent and come around that person's neck and squeeze him. You see, in this world, Allah protect us, Allah make hifazat at all times, all places. You take a python and so forth, how it rolls and coils itself up around that person and crushes him. All this mentioned in the noble Quran, Surah Ali Imran, chapter number 3 and verse number 180. So therefore, O Ummah, pay your zakat immediately. Yesterday I sent out our ulama who studied in Darum, Newcastle, mashallah. And now yesterday they were here by me also. So Mona Anwar Peters, they in Newcastle, Darulum, Mona Qasim Sema, our father, our principal, started Darum, Newcastle, the first Darum in the history of South Africa, 1973. Our first graduates were 1983. And it's still running more than 50 years old, mashallah. Mona Ismail Aku is the current principal, mashallah. And that side, Mona Anwar Peters is the principal, 25 years they are running. So I go there every year as well with the help and mercy of Allah. So a very worthy cause. People say, who must we give our zakat to? So I say, give to these students here, Qasimul Ulum, and poor students are studying there. Give the Majlisul Ulama, and like that, there are a few other organizations, but we will promote these two, remember that. So there are many, many ways we can give our zakat in cash or kind. Last question, Maulana.
Mufti Saab, can a restraining order be taken out on our blood family members so that we can keep apart and distance ourselves from the family?
It just depends what is the reason and the cause for that. Almighty Allah gives us a very, very stern warning in Surah 47. Surah chapter 47 is named after the Prophet Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Surah Muhammad, verses 22-23. In tawallaytum, when you have authority, power, and tufsidu fil ardi, that you cause mischief, mayhem on this earth, wa tuqatti'u arhamakum, home and you sever the family ties, you cut off ties with your siblings, your brothers, sisters, your uncles, aunties, your children, or whoever, but your family. So Almighty Allah states, chapter 47, verses 22-23, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَأَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah Ta'ala curses such people, deprives them of His special mercy, فَأَصْوَمَّهُمْ وَأَعْمَىٰ أَبْصَارَهُمْ, makes them spiritually deaf and spiritually blind. They don't want to hear the truth, they don't want to see the truth, and they're only interested in the world and money making. So then it's haram for personal reasons. But if you have a valid reason, these people are involved in jadu and sihr, in witchcraft, and they want to really cause you harm, and you got evidence, concrete evidence, then to take out the restraining order and so forth will be permissible. So they don't come to your house, they don't come near your children and so forth. So in extreme circumstances only, but normally it would not be permissible. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala unite our hearts, and always read Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas, Ayatul Kursi, Surah Fatiha, and Allah Jalla Wala will protect us min kulli su'in wa makruh, from all types of harm and evil. Jazakallahu khairan to you, Mawsalim Kareem. Our brother Junaid Mutta will prepare all the podcasts, and yesterday the amount of people are sending me, please, please, where's the podcast? I told him, but we had no program. We sincerely apologize to all of you. Make dua, Allah Jalla Wala accept us at all times, all places. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.